target audience is toddlers to teenagers, and we're focusing on three main areas, from careers in agriculture, safety in agriculture, and then livestock education. And we're doing this through that lens to looking at our 4-H and FFA programs and helping them promote their programs and how they support future careers in agriculture. All of our exhibitors in our area are actually providing hands-on activities to learn about something that's agriculture related. Whether it be in our main youth tent area, we have a lot of agriculture safety vendors coming in from a subsidy of the National Farm Medicine Center. We have the National Children's Center for Rural and Ag Safety. We'll be promoting playground safety. We've got partnership with Progressive Agriculture that's going to be focusing on many different tabletop demonstrations on our activities on ATV safety, to farm equipment safety, to tractor and silage bunker safety, lawn equipment safety, those types of things. We're also partnering with the Marshfield Medical Center and the trauma services, and doing kids will have an opportunity to do a distracted driving event simulator, like if you are driving, operating a cell phone or while intoxicated. ATV safety as well. You also have, we have some unique things. Locally we have Sky Good, who has a Furred and Trade type of exhibit. She talks about trapping and furs, those types of things. Kids can try their hand at virtual welding. We also are very fortunate. We have three local technical colleges that service this area, from NTC to Mid-State Technical College and Chippewa Valley Technical College. All three of those areas are providing exhibits focusing on different things, from animal science to vet science to landscape and plant turf management, drone operations. They're bringing in Millie, the cow simulator, who does some calving. There's some really unique things. There's some AI demonstrations. There's really some unique things going on, different things. And some of it's ag-related. Hopefully they will learn something about whether you're from a farm or not from a farm, but what goes into producing agriculture, what goes into managing it. But we just want to give kids an opportunity to learn, and parents too, for that matter. So we also have in our area indoor and outdoor stage areas as well, promoting. So in the indoor stage areas, we have our local FFA and 4-H youth presenting drama experience, drama programs, music programs. We have the one dance studio that's in the Clark County that's actually going to be providing a dance performance, along with providing some free dance lessons for kids that want to do that. We also can hear some of our local choirs, show choirs and jazz bands perform as well from our local high schools. So we're excited about that. And then in our outdoor arena by our animals and so forth, kids can have the opportunity to look at, participate in some goat showmanship clinics, sheep showmanship clinics, or dairy. Play with some rabbits, check out the different breeds of rabbits that are there. Lastly, we have a very unique event, an area that we have. It's a tent that's going to showcase many of the project areas that are available in 4-H, and you'll see projects that are displayed that our youth have done here in the county, along with our state our FFA exhibitors. Many of them are going to be showcasing the proficiency programs that they put together, and you can do that. And while you're in that area, kids will have the opportunity to actually do some hands-on activities. They can make a craft, or depending on the day they're there, they can learn about, we have UW-Madison coming in doing some STEM programming, so maybe learn about LED lights, DNA in the wheat germs. There's all different types of activities, so there'll be something going on every hour in that area for kids to participate in.